Hello and welcome back to your GCSE Biology Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are diving into one of the most fascinating and genuinely useful topics in the entire specification, communicable disease, which is topic 3.2. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Diseases, bacteria, viruses. Sounds a bit gross. But honestly, this is the topic that explains how your body fights off a cold, why vaccines work, how we develop new medicines, and why antibiotics are absolutely useless against the flu. By the end of this episode, you'll understand all of that, and you'll be ready to tackle any exam question they throw at you on this topic. We've got a lot to cover, so let's get straight into it. Let's start with the basics. A communicable disease is a disease that can be passed from one organism to another. The organisms that cause these diseases are called pathogens, and there are four main types you need to know: bacteria, viruses, protists, and fungi. Bacteria are tiny, single-celled organisms. They can reproduce rapidly inside your body and produce toxins, poisonous chemicals that damage your tissues. Examples include Salmonella, which causes food poisoning, and Chlamydia, which is a sexually transmitted infection spread by direct contact. Viruses are even smaller than bacteria. And here's the key thing. They are not actually alive in the traditional sense. They can only reproduce by invading your body cells and hijacking the cell's machinery to make copies of themselves. This is why antibiotics, which I'll come back to later, do absolutely nothing against viruses. HIV is a viral disease spread through body fluids, and it attacks the immune system itself, eventually leading to AIDS if untreated. Protists are single-celled eukaryotic organisms. The most important one for your exam is Plasmodium, which causes malaria. Malaria is spread by the female Anopheles mosquito, which acts as a vector, meaning it carries the pathogen from one host to another without being harmed itself. The mosquito is not the pathogen, it's the carrier. Examiners love to test this distinction. Fungi are the fourth type of pathogen. They cause diseases like athlete's foot in humans and rose black spot in plants. Fungal hyphae, those thread-like structures, can penetrate tissues and cause damage. Now, how do these pathogens actually get into your body? There are six key transmission routes, and I want you to remember them all. Direct contact, like touching an infected person or surface. Aerosol droplets, when someone coughs or sneezes and you breathe in the droplets. Body fluids, like blood or sexual contact, which is how HIV spreads. Contaminated water, think cholera. Contaminated food, like Salmonella in undercooked chicken, and insect vectors, like the Anopheles mosquito carrying malaria. Right, so pathogens can get in. But your body has an incredible defense system. Let's talk about that. Your first line of defense is nonspecific, meaning it works against all pathogens, not just specific ones. The skin is your primary physical barrier. It's tough, waterproof, and almost impossible for pathogens to penetrate unless it's broken. If you cut yourself, blood clotting kicks in rapidly to seal the wound and prevent pathogens entering. Your respiratory tract is lined with mucus and tiny hair-like structures called cilia. Mucus traps pathogens, and cilia sweep them back up to your throat where they're swallowed and destroyed by stomach acid. Clever, right? But sometimes pathogens do get through. That's when your immune system takes over with the specific immune response. There are two key types of white blood cells, phagocytes and lymphocytes, and candidates in exams. Frequently confuse them, so listen carefully. Phagocytes are part of the non-specific response. They patrol your blood and tissues, and when they encounter any foreign material, any pathogen at all, they engulf it in a process called phagocytosis. Think of them as the body's security guards who tackle any intruder on site. Lymphocytes are part of the specific immune response. They recognize specific antigens, that's the protein markers on the surface of pathogens, and produce antibodies that are precisely shaped to bind to those antigens. This is a lock and key relationship. Each antibody fits only one specific antigen. Once antibodies bind to pathogens, they can neutralize toxins, clump pathogens together so phagocytes can destroy them more easily, or directly destroy the pathogen. Crucially, some lymphocytes become memory cells which remain in your blood for years. If the same pathogen invades again, your body can produce antibodies much faster. This is why you rarely get the same illness twice. This memory cell mechanism is exactly how vaccination works. A vaccine introduces antigens, either from a weakened or dead pathogen, or just the antigens themselves, into your body. Your immune system responds by producing antibodies and memory cells, but without you actually getting ill. Then if the real pathogen ever infects you, your memory cells recognize it immediately and mount a rapid response before you even feel sick. Brilliant. Now let's talk about monoclonal antibodies, which is a higher tier topic, but one that comes up frequently. Scientists can produce identical antibodies in the laboratory that all target the same specific antigen. To do this, they inject a mouse with the target antigen, which activates the mouse's B lymphocytes. These B lymphocytes are then extracted and fused with tumor cells to create hybridoma cells. Hybridoma cells have two useful properties. They can divide rapidly like tumor cells, and they produce the specific antibody like the B lymphocyte. The hybridoma cells are cultured and the monoclonal antibodies are harvested. These antibodies have incredible applications. Pregnancy tests use them to detect the HCG hormone. They're used in cancer treatment to deliver drugs directly to tumor cells. And they're used to diagnose diseases like malaria. Plants also get communicable diseases and they have their own defense systems. Physical defenses include the cellulose cell wall, which provides structural support and resists invasion. The waxy leaf cuticle, which is waterproof and prevents pathogens landing and germinating. And specialized structures like thorns, trichomes, those tiny hair-like structures, and hardened bark. Chemical defenses include the production of toxic chemicals like tannins and resins that deter pathogens and herbivores, and enzymes that break down pathogen cell walls. Finally, let's cover treatments. Antibiotics are chemicals that kill bacteria or prevent their growth by interfering with bacterial cell processes, for example, by preventing cell wall formation. Penicillin is the classic example, but here is the critical point that examiners test constantly. Antibiotics have absolutely no effect on viruses. Viruses don't have cell walls, and they replicate inside your own cells, so antibiotics can't target them without harming you. Antiviral drugs exist, but are much harder to develop. Drug development is a long, carefully regulated process. First comes preclinical testing. Drugs are tested on cells in the lab and on animals to check for basic safety and effectiveness. Then, clinical trials begin. Phase 1 involves a small group of healthy volunteers to test safety and dosage. Phase 2 uses a larger group of patients to test effectiveness. Phase 3 is large scale, often using a double-blind placebo-controlled design where neither the patients nor the doctors know who is receiving the real drug and who is receiving a dummy pill called a placebo. This removes bias. Results are then peer-reviewed before the drug is approved. Right, exam tips, time. These are the things that separate the candidates who get top marks from those who don't. Number one, never say antibiotics kill viruses. I cannot stress this enough. Every year, thousands of candidates lose marks by writing that antibiotics treat viral infections. They do not. Antibiotics only work on bacteria. Number two, be precise about phagocytes versus lymphocytes. Phagocytes engulf and destroy any pathogen, nonspecific. Lymphocytes produce specific antibodies against specific antigens. If a question asks you to describe the immune response, you need both, and you need to explain the difference. Number three, when describing vaccination, always mention antigens, antibody production, and memory cells. A common error is saying the vaccine gives you antibodies. It doesn't. It stimulates your body to produce its own antibodies and memory cells. Number four, for monoclonal antibody questions, remember the hybridoma cell? It's the fusion of a B lymphocyte and a tumor cell. Candidates often forget the tumor cell component and why it's needed. It's for rapid division. Number five, when evaluating drug development, always mention the double-blind placebo-controlled trial and explain why it reduces bias. Examiners award marks specifically for this explanation. Number six, for plant defenses, distinguish clearly between physical defenses, cell wall, cuticle, thorns, and chemical defenses, toxic chemicals, enzymes. Don't just list them. Explain how each one prevents pathogen entry or limits damage. Okay, quick fire quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then I'll give the answer. Question one, name the four types of pathogen. Ready? Bacteria, viruses, protists, and fungi. Question two, what is the vector for malaria? The female Anopheles mosquito. Question three, what do phagocytes do? They engulf and digest pathogens, nonspecific defense. Question 4. What is the role of memory cells? They remain in the blood after infection and allow a faster antibody response if the same pathogen is encountered again. Question 5. Why are antibiotics ineffective against viruses? Because viruses replicate inside host cells and don't have the bacterial structures, like cell walls, that antibiotics target. Question 6. What is a hybridoma cell? A cell formed by fusing a B lymphocyte with a tumor cell used to produce monoclonal antibodies. Brilliant work getting through all of that. Let me give you the 6 things you absolutely must remember walking into your exam. 1. 4 types of pathogen: bacteria, viruses, protists, fungi. Know a disease example for each. 2. 6 transmission routes: contact, aerosol, body fluids, water, food, insect vectors. 3. Nonspecific defenses: first, skin, mucus, cilia, phagocytes, then specific lymphocytes, antibodies, memory cells. 4. Vaccines work by stimulating antibody production and memory cell formation, not by giving you antibodies directly. 5. Antibiotics kill bacteria only. They have no effect on viruses. 6. Drug development goes preclinical, then phase 1 safety, phase 2 effectiveness, phase 3 large-scale, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions, and remember, every mark you earn in the exam is a mark you've worked for. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.